Hi, I'm Dave DeWitt, and today I want to talk about the question, should Christians have hobbies? Many Christian websites ask this question, but they don't actually answer it. The usual answer is something like it's okay to have hobbies if they aren't sinful. For example, gotquestions.org concludes this, quote, "So yes, Christians can have hobbies, but we have to make sure they never replace Christ. That is the temptation, and we must be sure to avoid it," close quote. Well, that's true, of course. I would add, if they don't get in the way of biblically mandated priorities. But all that does not answer the question. Most Christian sites answer the question, may or can, or is it okay for Christians to have hobbies? That's a question gotquestions.org asks and does not answer is, should Christians have hobbies? To conclude that hobbies are okay if they're not bad does not answer the question. So I want to attempt an answer. I suggest, if it's at all possible, yes, a Christian should have a hobby. It can be argued that hobbies did not exist for most people before the Industrial Revolution. A few rich people could go on a fox hunt or play polo, I suppose. But most people's hobbies were unavailable. Thing is, we don't live in a pre-industrial world. This has become a modern, postmodern, world wide web, digital, computer, cell phone, high tech, whatever world. I recently heard a commentator say, we can now conclude the cell phone is officially part of the human body. It's also hard to find hobbies in the Bible. But we don't live in Bible times either. The relevant question is, are there examples and instructions in the Bible that, having understood what the biblical author is saying, we can apply to the idea of having hobbies today? First, we should define a hobby. Merriam-Webster defines a hobby as, quote, "a pursuit outside of one's regular occupation engaged in especially for relaxation," close quote. New Oxford American Dictionary says a hobby is, quote, "an activity done regularly in one's leisure time for pleasure." Wikipedia says it's, quote, "a regular activity done for enjoyment, typically during one's leisure time," close quote. So my conclusion is that a hobby is an activity a person does regularly outside of his or her occupation, which is done for pleasure. There seems to be five criteria involved in a hobby. A hobby is, number one, an activity where something is being done. It's not just a state of mind or an attitude. For example, meditation, contemplation, and prayer are by themselves not hobbies. Number two, it's done regularly, where something is done on a regular basis. It might be seasonal, but not occasional. If I go fishing every weekend, the weather permits, it's a hobby. If I go fishing once or twice a year, that's not a hobby. Three, it's outside of one's occupation, something not necessary for livelihood. It's not something one is paid to do or something done during the time of one's employment. Hobbies require the availability of discretional time. Four, which someone decides to do. It must be a personal decision, not mandated by someone else, say a parent or an employer or in his organization, say a religion or a government. And fifth, it's done for pleasure. Pleasure defined as a feeling of happy satisfaction and enjoyment by the New Oxford American Dictionary. So there's a few corollaries we need to add to this definition. First of all, for hobbies, time is essential, but wealth is optional. Hobbies require the availability of discretional time, but not necessarily discretional wealth. Kids are throwing basketballs through hoops and kicking soccer balls on empty plots of ground all over the world with minimal financial investment. Two, second corollary, hobbies bring rest from work if you're working. to cease work assumes that one is working. The Sabbath rest for Israel assumed the Israelites were working. Hobbies cannot bring relaxation to someone who's lazy. Solomon then said it in Proverbs 26:14, as the door turns on its hinges, so does the sluggard on his bed. The activity of people who are not working, say retired or incapacitated, is not being discussed here. The word hobby here is only applied to rest for people who are being paid to do some sort of labor. Corollary number three, hobbies are for pleasure, not fun. There's a difference between pleasure and fun. Fun is a ride on a roller coaster at an amusement park. Hobbies are not just for amusement, and they're not necessarily lighthearted. Four, hobbies can be evil, but in that case, hobbies have no value. Are there hobbies in the Bible? Well, there seems to be a hobby in the life of David. David's music, especially his playing of the harp, probably qualifies as a hobby. He wrote in Psalm 33:1-3, I sing for joy in the Lord, O you righteous. Praise is becoming to the upright. Give thanks to the Lord with the lyre. Sing praise to him with the harp of 10 strings. Sing to him a new song. Play skillfully with a shout of joy. We don't know the circumstances surrounding David when he began, probably taught himself, to play the harp. Most likely when David was a young boy, his harp playing fit all five criteria of a hobby. When he played it for Saul, it was not a choice done for pleasure. And when he wrote psalms to put to music, it seems to be part of what David saw as his occupation. David issued the directive for the choir director 56 times. Nonetheless, much of David's music seems to be, number one, an activity, number two, done regularly, number three, outside of his occupation, number four, as a choice, and five, for pleasure. Hobbies in the life of Solomon. And David's son Solomon pursued something close to hobbies. He wrote in Ecclesiastes 2:10-11, all that my eyes desired, I did not refuse them. I did not withhold my heart from any pleasure, for my heart was pleased because of all of my labor, and this was my reward for all my labor. Thus I considered all my activities which my hands had done and the labor which I had exerted, and behold, it was all vanity and striving after wind. There is no profit under the sun. Solomon's activities meet all the criteria of a hobby, except number three, since he said he considered his pleasure-seeking activity as part of all of his labor. In that sense, they were not true hobbies. But otherwise, four out of five were hobbies. Solomon also made the mistake of having immoral hobbies and thinking that had lasting value before realizing it didn't. We therefore learn from Solomon that hobbies should not be immoral or seen as having lasting value. Are there any hobbies in the life of Moses? Well, Moses gave us another activity to consider for hobbies, and that's keeping the Sabbath. Exodus 20, verse 10, on the seventh day, as a Sabbath to the Lord your God. In it you shall not do any work, you or your son or your daughter or your male or your female servant or your cattle or your sojourners who stay with you. For Moses, the Sabbath was described as let no man go out of his place on the seventh day. In the New Testament times, it was described as about a half of a mile or about a kilometer. In Acts 1:12, then they returned to Jerusalem from the Mount of Olives, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath day's journey away. The Sabbath was number one, an activity, number two, done regularly, number three, outside of one's occupation, and number five, intended for pleasure, since it prevented hard work for hard workers, But it was not number four, a personal decision, since it was mandated by the Mosaic Law. So Sabbath keeping was like a four-fifths of a hobby. Is there a hobby in the life of Jesus? Jesus sought out occasions to be by himself in a secluded place and told his disciples to do the same. Matthew 14:13. Now when Jesus heard about John, he withdrew from there in a boat to a secluded place by himself. Mark 1:35. In the early morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went away to a secluded place and was praying there. Mark 6:31-32. And he said to them, come away by yourself to a secluded place and rest a while. For there were many people coming and going, and they did not even have time to eat. They went away in a boat to a secluded place by themselves. Luke 4:42. When the day came, Jesus left and went to a secluded place. For Jesus, this would qualify as a hobby, according to our five criteria. It was number one, an activity, which number two, he did regularly. Number three, outside of his ministry or his occupation, which he, number four, decided to do, which was for him, number five, a time of pleasure, since it was a time for prayer to the Father, something Jesus enjoyed. So an ideal hobby includes doing something we take pleasure in, which God also takes pleasure in. Why Christians should have a hobby. Number one, the five criteria for a hobby can express biblical ideas, each criteria defining a hobby as an activity a person does regularly outside of his or her occupation, which they decide to do for pleasure, is illustrated in the Bible in a positive way, even though they're not necessarily all the same activity. And number two, hobbies can allow us to express gifts, talents, or skills that we can be thankful for. Hobbies usually require learning some new skill. Certainly this can lead to pride, but not necessarily. It can also lead to thankfulness, as it did with David concerning his music. Three, hobbies can allow us to express creativity. Creativity used for good has value. God gave it to us. It separates us from the rest of the cosmos, and it reflects the character of God. Four, a hobby is a good way to be in the world and not of the world. Hobbies can be a platform for evangelism. It was important to Jesus that his disciples be in this world while not being of this world. He prayed in John 17:15-18, I do not ask you to take them out of the world, but to keep them from the evil one. They're not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I also have sent them into the world. And a fifth thing, hobbies help us be more vital or interesting or compelling or significant people. Jesus told his disciples, you're the salt of the earth, but if the salt has become tasteless, how can it be made salty again? It's no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. You're the light of the world. Let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who's in heaven. Salt and light represent our understanding of the Word of God, but it is one thing to be salt and light, another to let your light shine before men. How are we going to be salt and light to the world? Hobbies can help with that. They can not only plug us into people of the world, but they can make us more knowledgeable. It's harder for people to write us off as a religious nutcase when they're vital, interesting, and compelling and significant people. In conclusion, hobbies should not be sinful or rob time from biblically mandated priorities. But hobbies can be a form of rest, which assumes we're working. Hobbies can allow us to develop our gifts, express our creativity, be in the world without being of the world, and make us more vital people as we express the salt and light of the Word of God to the world. Thank you for listening. A longer paper on this subject with footnotes for the quotes is available on our website, relationalconcepts.org.